Sheriff, how are you?
Nice.
I haven't talked to you in a while. I do know that the department, along with, I believe, Williamston and some other police departments, had a big bust involving heroin. Tell us about it.
Well, it surrounded heroin. The bust more involved home invasions, breaking and enterings, and larceny, those type of things. Our deputies, along with the state police, Williamson Police, and Meridian Township, locked on to some characters that were pulling these kind of crimes, did some good old-fashioned police work by calling through pawn records and those kind of things, and were able to come up with 21 people that were involved in those various crimes. It was a great piece of police work, great example of cooperation between both departments, and got some bad people off the streets.
Case involved 15 home invasions, one stolen vehicle, more than 30 thefts of scrap metal, numerous larceny of tools, jewelry, and other items. It's pretty scary. It's a lot of homes.
Yeah, well, it was. It's kind of interesting that some of these people, we recovered their property they didn't know was missing. They didn't know their homes had been hit because these people would come through an open window, an open door, that type of thing. And when we showed them the objects recovered, they were somewhat dismayed that they didn't even know it.
So 21 suspects were either arrested or found in violation of probation. Many of them worked in conjunction. How long did it take you to put this together and complete the operation?
They started back in October and just wrapped it up late last month.
These kind of crimes up, or is this just a bad case here that you're involved with?
Were they what? I'm sorry?
Well, are these types of crimes up in Ingham County, or is this just one incident that seems to be grabbing the headlines?
Well, it certainly grabs the headline, but we get B&Es every day. I mean, that's nothing new in larceny, so that stays fairly constant. This was just unusual that we could catch this many that were responsible for these, so that's what made it interesting.
All right, before we let you go, what's at the top of your agenda? What are you working on the next few days?
Well, typical sheriff and stuff, dealing with issues at the jail and trying to keep road patrol that has very few people functional. It's a balancing act nowadays, trust me.
Do you foresee your budget being cut again this year?
I don't know. We haven't started that process yet. I don't know that the economy's gotten that much better in the county. Certainly, we depend a lot on property taxes, and those have not gotten better. So, time will tell.
All right, there, Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, live on the program. Thanks so much, sir.
You betcha.